When do you use since and when do you use as? Since and as. We'll be speaking about those two words and much, much more in this episode of
Aprender Inglés with Reza and Craig.
Hello and welcome to the show. If you're a new listener, you're very welcome. And if you've come back to listen again, thank you very much. My name's Craig.
And my name's Reza.
And together with over 45 years of teaching experience, we're going to help you grow your grammar, vocalize your vocabulary, and perfect your pronunciation. How are you, Reza?
I'm doing very, very well. Very well indeed. I think we should explain to our listeners that it's a holiday today.
It is.
Well, we are.
What holiday is it?
It's the day of what we call it, Hispanic Day, el Día de la Hispanidad in Spain. But it won't be when you listen because, as we've explained before, we record in advance. But today is the day of Spanishness.
Do we have any feedback, Reza, this week?
We do, as ever. We have an email to start off from Gustavo Gonzalo from La Mancha. He says, "Hi, Craig and Reza. I am Gustavo from La Mancha." Again, he's written before. "I heard you in episode 167 mentioning the word famélicos as an old-fashioned or not used word. You mean no longer in use. Mm-hmm. You translated it as hambriento or something like that. And that is correct. But you forgot, or maybe you don't know, another word in Spanish that fits much better. Famélico, which means famished or starving. Both of them have the same root, the Latin word famélicos, that comes from fames, which is hunger, hambre. This word is fully in use nowadays in Spanish. A very big hug for you too." Well, a big hug for you too, Gustavo, and thanks very much for clearing that up.
Yeah, thank you, Gustavo. I didn't know that. Is that news to you?
Me? I know nothing. I didn't know that. No, thanks very much, Gustavo. We learn an awful lot from your feedback. You know, Craig and I, we never said that we can teach you, you know, everything. No, no, no. We learn from you. We love learning from you. You're our teachers. Please continue to teach us things. We love it.
And speaking of learning something, we got a comment from Angelica Bello, who's one of our transcribers who transcribes the podcast for you. And she corrected us because probably me, but possibly Reza, I have a feeling it's me, said hambrito instead of hambriento. So she said that, remember, I'm peckish is estoy hambriento, not hambrito. So that was probably me, and I apologize for my bad Spanish. Two quite unusual but very useful words. Peckish is a useful word, a little bit hungry. I'm feeling peckish. I feel like eating something. And also very, very hungry, as Gustavo said, is famished. I'm famished. I'm really, really hungry. Absolutely famished.
Craig, I think we have some more feedback from a regular, Gabby from Peru.
That's right. Let's hear what Gabby has to say this week.
Hi, guys. It's Gabby from Peru. Well, today I wanted to ask you something, but in Spanish, so you can listen to my voice in my mother tongue. Yes. Bueno, me gustaría que explicasen la palabra trigger, T-R-I-G-G-E-R, tanto como sustantivo y verbo. ¿Es similar a happen? Bueno, gracias chicos y que se la pasen muy bien.
Thank you, Gabby. Always a pleasure to hear from you. So trigger as a noun, gatillo, isn't it?
That's right. The part of a gun that you pull the trigger to make the gun fire. Mm-hmm. So a part of a gun, so that's a noun. Sustantivo, as you said, noun. But yes, it can also be a verb, Craig, can't it?
Yeah, it means to set something in motion. So, for example, what was the event that triggered the First World War?
It was the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand.
That's right. In Serbia, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That triggered. Yeah. That started, or the phrasal verb started off, began the First World War. What triggered this podcast?
Good question.
I can't remember.
Well, for me, it was you saying, "Hey, Reza, do you want to join me for a podcast?" I said, "Yeah." But what started you off? Because really, it was you on your own originally.
Actually, what triggered off the podcast in the very beginning was me putting audio on the website to help people with pronunciation.
What website?
Mansion Inglés at mansioninglés.com. So because we needed audio on the website, I thought, why not put the audio as a podcast? So then it started from there. That triggered the podcast. Or I can use the phrasal verb to trigger off, O-double-F. So that triggered off the podcast.
A very common use of trigger off is for bombs, for explosions.
Mm-hmm.
We say that, for example, the bomb was triggered off by a remote control, or a mobile phone will trigger off the bomb. It's a very common expression to do with explosives.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for your question. Gabby, always nice to hear from you. Next, we have an email from Nacho, who is originally from Elche in Alicante, but now he's working at a B&B on the Isle of Wight. B&B, bed and breakfast. So he's working overseas, he's working in an English-speaking environment, and this is what Nacho says. He asks us, what is the difference between as and since, if there is any? I'd like to know which one I should use in sentences like ya que, como estás aquí, hagamos, or ahora lo que dices, or ya que, como tienes razón, blah, blah, blah. I'm not quite sure if I can use as or since for the same sentences, or if each of them have their own use. And finally, and we said this last week that we had a surprise from Nacho. Nacho says, I would love to share what I like to call my treasure with the English learners that listen to your podcast. Since you are doing your podcast, or as you are doing your podcast for free. So this is Nacho's point. Should it be since or as here? Since or as you're doing your podcast for free, and you are giving away your time, knowledge, and experience to us without asking anything in return, I would like to do the same. Kind of. Let's say, trying to make the world a better place, just helping people happily and selflessly. Very nice. So the thing is, I have more than 140 gigabytes of English material, such as English courses, grammar audios, videos, audiobooks, ebooks, PDF magazines, vocabulary, pictures, and more that I have been collecting during my years of studying. And I would love to share, for free, of course, with the people out there that are learning, struggling, or enjoying your beautiful language. So I thought that anyone who wants some of my treasures can send me an email letting me know what they need, and I will send it by WeTransfer, which, if you don't know, is a system for transferring large data files. What do you think about it? Is it a good idea? I think it's a wonderful idea.
It's a wonderful idea, and it's a very, very kind idea. Thank you very much. That's really, really nice, really generous.
Yep. So thanks, Nacho. And Nacho's email is ignacioCR75@hotmail.com. That email address is also in the show notes to this episode, which you can find at inglespodcast.com/178. So if you would like Nacho's English materials, just send him an email that you can find in the show notes, and he will send you by WeTransfer all of his treasure. So Reza, he asks us about the difference between since and as, mm-hmm. quite commonly confused. So should we begin with since?
Yeah, since you asked so kindly, we'll answer your question, Ignacio. Well, since, what about since? Everybody knows, I imagine, no, not everybody. A lot of you listening already know that since can be a time expression. Desde, in Spanish. We've been doing this podcast since January 2014. Since means from that time up to now. Since.
Exactly. And it's the point in the past. It's el punto en el pasado. So remember not to confuse since and for. So we've been doing this podcast since 2014 or 2014. We've been doing this podcast for 3 years. We've been recording since 9 o'clock. We've been recording for half an hour. So be careful of the difference between since and for and the pronunciation of since, which is not science. It's since with a short vowel sound, I, since 2014.
So we used since there with a time expression, specifically January 2014. But sometimes it's just used on its own. For example, I broke up with my girlfriend 6 months ago and I haven't seen her since. And full stop, punto. Or I could say, I haven't seen her since then. But then is optional. I haven't seen her since. That since means desde entonces. So 6 months ago. It implies what I said before, since 6 months ago in this case. So sometimes it goes with a specific time expression, since January 2014, or you can use it just on its own, the word since.
And since can also mean because, and I think this was part of Nacho's confusion, but we'll speak about that later when we compare it with as. Let me give you an example with the use of since meaning because. I'll make the tea. I'll make the tea since you're so busy. Which could also perhaps be used in a sarcastic way, like you're not really busy, but sarcastically you could say, I'll make the tea since you're so busy watching television, for example. Yes.
I think that's a very important point. We often use since sarcastically or as, we'll talk about that in a minute. Not because, it's more typical to use since if you're being sarcastic.
Another example, since I'll be at the conference next week, I won't be able to go to the meeting. So I can substitute that with because. Because I'll be at the conference next week, I won't be able to go to the meeting.
Now, that's a very good example sentence of possible confusion, which we want you to avoid. We said right at the start, since can be a time expression. We've been doing this podcast since January 2014. And in that sentence, Craig has a time expression next week. But since here is not a time expression. If you pay attention to the meaning, he said, since I'll be at the conference next week, I won't be able to go to the meeting. Don't be confused. He's not saying since next week. He's saying since I'll be at the conference next week. He's using since to mean because. It's a common confusion when people see since in the same clause, the same part of a sentence with a time expression. They think, oh, well, it must mean desde, but it doesn't always. Sometimes it has the other meaning.
Let's imagine, for example, you are at the conference and you meet somebody and they say, ah, it's nice to meet you here at the conference. How long have you been here? Ah, I've been at the conference since Thursday. Then that's a time expression. Let's look at as, different uses of as, and then we will compare the use of as with since. So as can be used for comparison when you're comparing two things, like he is as old as me, or he is as tall as she is, or I am as poor as he is, for example. And with also common expressions like as blind as a bat, or as flat as a pancake, or as cold as ice. So that's one meaning of as, comparing things. As.
Which means they're the same, right? If I say, I'm as silly as Craig, that means Craig is very silly and I'm very silly. Neither is sillier than the other.
Wouldn't that in Spanish be soy tan tonto como?
Yes. Yeah, so when you say as, it's to compare things which are equal.
But you have to remember to use two as's. And that's a problem with some Spanish speakers. They only use one. So it's as. It must be with two as's.
Another common use of the word as is to mean while. As I was walking home, I bumped into Pepito means while I was walking home. As while I was walking home. As a time expression.
And what does bumped into mean?
To bump into somebody means topar con alguien. Mm-hmm. So to meet them accidentally. It could also mean that you physically actually have a collision, but it's usually clear from the context if you mean physically or just in a figurative way.
So it means mientras or cuando.
Right.
Also, it can mean como. So you could say he thinks of himself as a bit of a ladies' man.
¿Cómo? Sorry, I'm being silly. It can mean como, but it depends what use of como, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. That's not that use of como. But if you translate that, is piensa su mismo como un... What is it? Mujeriego? Ladies' man. Any other examples with as como?
As promised, here's the 50 euros I owe you. As promised. Como prometido.
Mm-hmm.
As promised.
As you know, como sabes, the company is doing badly, for example.
And as some of you may remember, we record in Craig's flat and sometimes the neighbours above are a bit noisy. So if you hear any background noise, it's the neighbours above. We can't control them. Sorry.
Yeah, apologies for the moving of furniture that's coming from the neighbours upstairs. They don't know we're podcasting, so we can't blame them really. Any other uses of as?
Yes, it's very common, isn't it, to put the word if or though with as if, as though, como si.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the very angry man shouted as if he were possessed with the devil, as if or as though he were possessed with the devil. So he's not really possessed by the devil, but it looks like he is, as if or as though. In the same manner, in the same way as... A la manera de is another meaning of as. For example, a very common expression people say, do as I say, not as I do. Two as's there. Do as I say, not as I do. In other words, act, do, in the manner that I tell you to, that I say.
And in Spanish here, it would also be translated as como, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haz como te digo, no como hago.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the way you do something. Do things the way I say. Do as I say. Don't do things the way I do them. Do them the way I told you to do them. Do as I say, not as I do. Here's another example. I play cricket for the local team, as my father did before me.
Mm-hmm.
So as my father did before me, in the same way, in the same manner. As.
And you can also use the expression as for, which is an informal way of saying as regards, which means with respect to, or with regard to, or in regard to, in reference to, regarding or concerning. These are more formal expressions. For example, my boss is obsessed with punctuality, but as for staff welfare, he doesn't care at all. So you could substitute those other words in place of as for, which is a more informal way of saying regarding. So, but regarding staff welfare, or concerning staff welfare, or with respect to or regard to staff welfare, etc. So it's just a more informal way of saying those things.
As Craig mentioned earlier, as and since can both mean because. For example, I got you some beer as you don't like wine. Means the same as I got you some beer since or because you don't like wine. All three words, as, since, and because, can be synonyms.
So I think that's where Nacho got a little bit confused. So to answer your question, Nacho, yes, you can use either. You can use since or you can use as in your sentence.
Would you say, Craig, is there any real difference between as, since, or because for the meaning of por qué?
Well, let's look at Nacho's example. He said, since you are doing your podcast for free, I'd like to give something away as well. As you are doing your podcasts for free, I'd like to give something away as well. I don't think there's a difference in that use. Mm-hmm. Do you?
No, me neither.
It's the same.
What if he began with the word because?
Because you're doing your the same?
Not the same. Exactly. Yeah.
I would think it's the same, yeah.
Although I was told something when I was a kid at school. I don't know if there's any truth in it, but the teacher said, don't begin a sentence with the word because. It's too informal. I don't know if that was just my teacher, and that was an awful long time ago.
I think the way they taught grammar when we were at school is a lot different to the way they teach it and use it now. Because I was taught the same thing. I was taught that you should not begin a sentence with and. I was taught you should not split an infinitive. And I was sitting at home one day watching Star Trek, which if you're old enough to remember the beginning of Star Trek, they say, to boldly go where no man has been before, which is splitting the infinitive to go, putting boldly in the middle. So I'm thinking our grammar teacher doesn't know anything because he doesn't watch Star Trek. So that's what happens sometimes with grammar rules. You think it's a rule and then you hear it used commonly in other places.
So really, since, as, because, por qué, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah. And thank you for your question, Nacho, and thank you for your generous offer. And here's something that's not free. Because I need to pay the bills. I'm pleased to announce that we have finished over at Mansion Inglés the latest audio course. So we now have an audio course for intermediate level. It's called Mansión Intermedio Audio. There are 14 lessons, which translates to approximately 9 hours of audio. You get MP3 files, you get PDF of the complete transcript, and the course is focusing on vocabulary, for example, sport, family, cinema, love, money, travel. There's also a grammar section and a pronunciation section in each lesson. If you are intermediate, B1, B2 level, and you're interested in this course, go and have a look. You can find it at store.mansioninglés.net. And that link to the online store can be found in the show notes at inglespodcast.com/178.
Well, now, we think you should practice. So if you have a question for us for a future episode, why not, for example, send us a voice message? Tell us what you think. You could do that at speakpipe.com/English podcast. Speakpipe, SPEAKPIPE.
And we had a message in reply to our newsletter from one of our Patreon supporters, Manuel García Betacón. Hi, Manuel. Who asked us, please, I'd like to know what means the word speak pipe, because we say that every week and it's also in our newsletter. Well, first of all, Manuel, be careful of the word order in your question. You said, I'd like to know what means. If you use I'd like to know, then you're changing it to an indirect question. So the correct order should be, I'd like to know what the word speak pipe means. So the direct question, what does speak pipe mean? The indirect question, I'd like to know, could you tell me, I was wondering, what speak pipe means? So to answer your question, it's the name of a company, first of all, it's the name of the company we use for voice messages. So you record your message on the website of speak pipe, or you can download their application to your mobile phone. It's completely free. And we can have 90 free seconds of audio feedback from you through their service. But pipe is tubería in Spanish. So speak pipe, I suppose, is like the tubería where you speak. That's the meaning of speak pipe.
If you prefer writing, you could send us an email with a comment or question. You could send one to Craig at inglespodcast.com.
Or you could send one to Reza at belfastreza@gmail.com. And finally, before we go out the door, we have a voice message from Jessica from Barcelona, who asks us for more transcriptions. Here's Jessica's voice message.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jessica. I'm from Barcelona. And, I would like to know if it's possible to see all the transcripts for your podcast, because sometimes I don't understand certain words. Thanks. Anyway, I would like a lot your podcast, but I need to see the words written. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you very much, Jessica, for sending us your message. So we have some of the podcasts already transcribed, and that is thank you to people who have volunteered their time and their work to do the transcriptions for us for free. So lots of thanks to Arminda, Alberto and Angelica, who have been transcribing episodes. So Jessica, we have episodes 131 to 142 already transcribed. You can go to the website inglespodcast.com and read as you listen. And Angelica has been transcribing the beginning, the very, very beginning first podcast that we ever did. So she's actually got to number 7. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All of those first 7 podcasts have been transcribed by Angelica. And we are going to begin spending the money that people have been donated to us all these months on Patreon. So thank you very much. And we're going to offer the transcriptions to our Patreon sponsors. So we have found somebody who's agreed to do that for us. There will be more news in the coming weeks. So yes, Jessica, we are going to be offering more transcriptions in the future, but probably those transcriptions will only be available to our Patreon sponsors, because we'll be paying to get those transcriptions done. So Reza, shall we thank our lovely sponsors who are already supporting us on the show and paying for transcriptions?
Yes, it's thanks to them that we're now able to pay someone to transcribe all of our more recent episodes. It's thanks to Pedro, Manuel García Betagón, Maite, Sara, Carlos, Zara, Lorena, Lara, Mamen, Juan, Corey Finnerin, Mariel, Jorge, Raúl López, Rafael, Maria Gervati or Gervati, Manuel Tarazona, Agus, Nestor from NestorGM.com, Juan Carlos, Rafa Banzels, Beatriz, José Luis, and Miren. Thanks to all of you.
Yes, thanks very much. And as I said, we'll be giving more news in the coming weeks as to where and how to access the transcriptions. That's it. So thank you very much for listening. Reza, what's next week?
On next week's episode, a few more linking expressions.
So until next week, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.
Can you repeat that sentence, Craig?
Yeah,
no, I liked it. No, I think it's good. Just repeat what you said.
I can't remember now.
You said he's going to explain since as what?
I'm going to
is what you said.
Since as because.
Okay.
Ah, right. Yeah.
That's a brilliant sentence. Because since equals as equals because, and Craig is going to explain to you since as because. That's a whopper of a sentence. Yeah. Brilliant.
Thank you.
You don't get sentences like that every
completely
day.
Completely unintentional.
Randomly.
Completely unintentional. Sin pensar.
But there's got to be listeners thinking, since as because? What?
Since as because. Yeah. Confusing.
But que va a explicar since, como, por qué?